Our story today is called The Tracks We Leave by Joseph Mazzella. When I was a boy, I used to love walking in the woods around my home. My mom warned me several times never to travel so far I'd lose sight of the house. Being a typical boy, however, I soon found myself hiking further and further away, testing just how far I could go into the woods without getting lost. After losing my way once for 2 hours, though, I decided that I had better leave a trail the next time I went for a walk. The very next day, I decided to try it. I walked into the woods till the house was out of sight. Then I broke a small branch on a young tree to mark my place. I wandered further in and broke another limb, then another. In a few spots where there were no limbs small enough, I snapped the heads off daisies and Queen Anne's lace that were growing where the sunlight broke through the trees. After a while, I finally got tired and decided to head back. Turning around, I easily found my tracks, but instead of being proud, I felt sad. I could see the trail of destruction I had left in the woods going on and on. Looking at the broken limbs and dead flowers, I wondered if God was disappointed in me, and I vowed never to do that again. Instead, I started to cherish my times alone in the woods with God. I'd sit by the streams and listen to them sing. I'd watch the birds and squirrels. I'd bend down and smell the flowers. I even buried an acorn or two, hoping one day an oak might grow. There's an old Native American saying that goes, "We will be known forever by the tracks we leave." As I've grown older and wiser, I've done my best to never leave a trail of destruction in my life as I did in the woods that day. I've instead strived to leave tracks of love, kindness, goodness, and compassion. I've strived to show others they can do the same. May you always leave tracks of joy as you follow your own trail of love to God. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. The city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives lights to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.